This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. There's something enigmatic about outdoor music, even more so when it catches you by surprise. Say on a Sunday morning in Newtonville, when you park your car on Walnut Street, dodge other cars and a few belching buses, and hear notes in the distance. And someone singing to them. Turns out this is part of a program to fill the city of Newton with music. It's called the Artful Piano. The city has placed old pianos, freshly painted, on prominent parts of Newton's village centers, from Nonantum to Chestnut Hill to Auburndale. It's holding arts events literally around the pianos, including dance and poetry, even a monk leading a silent prayer by the piano. Some events, though, are more spontaneous. Linda Marks just stopped by with her sheet music. She works nearby as a body psychotherapist. She doesn't seem to mind this lime green piano's sour notes or the keys that don't play. For her, the music is healing. Not long after, a family that just had brunch across the street walks on over. 9-year-old Lila Southier takes the bench along with her little brother Trent. And another young artist takes his place at the keyboard.
Can I get your name?
Luke.
Luke? And how old are you?
I'm 10.
A woman riding by on her bike stops short and asks Luke Abruzzi if they can improvise together. She takes the low part, he takes the melody. Luke and his family head off, and the cyclist Joanne Baker takes a whirl. As it happens, Joanne helped paint one of the street corner pianos, the one in Newton Upper Falls. It was raining all last week, so she's finally got the chance to play. Piano music on a Sunday morning in Newtonville. The pianos will be around the city for the playing through the first week in June.